Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Nick in the Tax Quips forum, who is angry. He says, this year, I saw some disturbing instances where independent contractors were issued 1099 miscellaneouses for higher amounts than they were actually paid. Some of the contractors were paid in cash, and there are no supporting documents. The reason for these inflated 1099s seems to be that crooked employers use them to deduct higher expenses fraudulently and reduce employer taxes. What is the most effective way for contractors to fight erroneous 1099s and file their taxes based on accurate amounts received? And can they turn in their employer to IRS? How? Well, Nick, of course, you can always turn in the employer, especially if your friends are no longer working there nor want a return. In fact, when IRS collects from them, you can even get a reward. Just use Form 211. Or use Form 3949 just to report them. You can read about the rules and call the IRS. In the meantime, report the full amount of any 1099 received, always. That avoids audits. Then deduct the part that's not true. Include a detailed explanation of why the extra income is false. In other words, you never received that much money, you received the money in January, you should have been an employee, etc., whatever the reason is. Include whatever proof you have. File the tax return on paper. It's pretty simple. People file 1099 miscellaneouses erroneously all the time, even when it's not on purpose. And if the worker should have been an employee, you can use Form 8919 to pay only the employee share of the FICA and Medicare taxes. But there are more forms needed, and it gets complicated. So folks who've never done this before should work with a tax pro who knows how to do this. Ask if they've had experience with this before just turning it over to someone. Not everyone knows how to do this properly, okay? For the future, Rita Lewis, our enrolled agent in Connecticut, adds, keep good records and voice your clients, keeping copies, of course. Try to get paid via check or even credit card and deposit all the income, including the cash, into the business account. Create the best paper trail that you can. After all, folks, good records are always your best defense when it comes to IRS audits. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about protecting yourself from fraudulent income claims and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.